Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
CEO Brian Thompson, fingerprints on a water bottle, the same fake ID that was used at a New York hostel, and shell casings found at the site of the shooting that matched the gun found on Mangione. Questions over who is flying large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. Right now on Wall Street, President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange as it's announced that he'll be Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year.
The media's tamed down a little bit. They're liking us much better now, I think. If they don't, we'll have to just take them on again, and we don't want to do that. But I do want to thank Time Magazine. I've been on the cover many times. I don't know who has the record.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. For decades, Wisconsin had higher union participation than the national average. Our labor laws from the 50s and 60s were seen as turning points for the rights of workers. That is, until Act 10 passed in 2011. UW-Madison labor education professor Michael Childers says Act 10 changed the ability of public sector workers in Wisconsin to have influence over their workplace.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
Wisconsin experienced the largest decline of union membership in the U.S. over the last decade. Now that a Dane County judge has struck down most of Act 10 and Republicans have filed an appeal, the case is almost certain to end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And if Act 10 is struck down by the high court, it could open the door for a resurgence of union engagement across the state. And after Madison West High School's football team was left out of the playoffs, coaches are proposing changes to how Wisconsin does their postseason. They meet tomorrow. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin high school football coaches are proposing a drastic reform in how teams qualify for the playoffs. That comes after the WIAA admitted it made a mistake in setting this year's playoff field. Citing a lack of transparency in the WIAA's computerized seating and selection process, the WFCA laid out its plan on December 4th. Coaches will vote on it December 13th, with the hopes that it will reach the WIAA's Board of Control in February for adoption as soon as the 2025 season. You can see the plan and learn more about it on our website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Tomorrow, the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association will decide whether to forward their new plan to the WIAA. They say their new model is more fair. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks, and then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing, so we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets. There's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show, and I felt kind of doughy, and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
So yes, they are our neighbors, but we have stood up to them. We're in a different situation with Donald Trump, a convicted predator, who's seriously undermining the democratic process in the United States, and he thinks he can just push us around. Exactly. He insults us, yeah. You know. The conservatives seem to like it because he's insulting our prime minister, but he's not really insulting the prime minister. He's insulting Canadians, calling us the 51st state.
Already a laughingstock around the world. Okay, speaking of people that go all over the world to do good, it's Dr. Do-Gooder. If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert. Dr. Irwin Redletter.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Dr. Doom. How are you?
Well, you know, it's afternoon where I am.
All right.
Yes. He's in Poland.
He's in Poland. Pardon me.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm half Polish, so I should have halfway known that. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of a weird thing, but it is what it is, and we're happy to be here. We got here yesterday, and have a lot of meetings, and then we're heading over to Ukraine for the rest of the trip.
Yeah. So try to help Ukrainian kids as much as you can before Donald Trump hands the entire country to Putin. Sorry to be a buzzkill, but...
Oh, yeah. You know, and the effect of the Trump presidency is not limited to the crisis areas of Ukraine or Syria or the Middle East. The entire world is trembling, including our allies in Western Europe, who have no idea what's going to be happening, and they have problems of their own to boot. And, you know, in France, with Le Pen rising in power, Germany is undergoing some significant challenges as well. So what we have is an unstable world to begin with basically a lunatic taking over the administration and the presidency again in a month from now. It's kind of like,
yeah,
deeply, well, unsettling.
And
yeah,
on every level. By the way, you retweeted Adam Kinzinger, who said, "Watching people who were tortured by Assad and my anger for Tulsi Gabbard defending him grows hotter. Every senator that votes on yes on her is complicit." And you just said, "Yes, Congressman, the Senate is the last stand for sustaining standards of competence, expertise, and moral integrity in Trump's government. Hopefully, enough Republican senators will understand the gravity of their collective responsibility." Well, we keep saying never underestimate the cowardice of the Republican Party today. But, I mean, it's not just Assad. I mean, she's literally a Russian asset.
Would you mind, Stephanie Miller, if I remained hopeful.
Okay.
That
the Dr. Senate, Doom, that's not so against well, your
Dr. Hopeful
brand.
Dr. Hopeful doesn't have a ring to it.
It's not my brand. It's not my brand. But I have to think that when it comes down to it,
yeah,
that there will be some responsible Republican senators who will say, Tulsi Gabbard for National Director of Intelligence, yeah, the DNI. I don't think so. And they're going to vote what they should vote. And the same goes for their reaction to Bobby Kennedy or Mehmet Oz.
Yeah.
But at some point, they're going to come back to their senses, aren't they, Steph?
I hope so. We were just playing, you know, this sound from CNN where, you know, they're talking about the 75 Nobel laureates. They're screaming, warning against appointing, yeah, Bobby Kennedy. And the anchor said something I thought is what I've been saying, Doc. When did we stop listening to people who are actual experts on things? And the right winger there disagreed with the premise of her question, saying those experts have elite pedigrees, but their assumptions should be challenged by those outside their areas of expertise. Well, when I have a question, when I had COVID twice or a vaccine, I ask you. When I had my heel fell off my shoe, I went to my shoe repair guy. I mean, you know.
You needed a new heel for your
my
shoe.
I did. I love that guy. He's like in Princess Bride. He's a little cobbler. Oh. But, you know, Doc, this is what I mean. I always say, you know, I was good at the bolt subjects in school where it's opinion. Science and math are not opinion questions, right? I mean, that's what's like nobody. Your opinion is not just as valid as Dr. Fauci's. I'm sorry, right? Uh-oh, he's frozen. Oh, he's so handsome when he's frozen. Oh, dear.
Well, it is a faraway connection.
The interwebbles in
Warsaw.
Poland. Yeah.
Yeah. He looks pensive.
Okay. I wonder if he can hear us.
He went away now.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He looks super handsome. Okay. We'll see if he calls back. I had quite a significant Dr.
Doomstack.
Well,
we'll see if he calls back.
Yeah, he'll call back if he can.
Sure. Okay. Well, could you want to just put on
a... telling us, you know, Warsaw is such a modern city with...
Beep, beep, buzz, click.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Should we move on to another subject or... Wow, that's an awkward time, right? All right. Good luck, Charlie in Wisconsin. What do you know about epidemiology? Hey, Charlie.
I know a lot. I'm a retired nurse.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. All right, then. I'm just going to pretend you're Dr. Doom. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling about the ambassador to appointment to Greece,
mm-hmm,
Stephanie Guilfoyle. Kimberly Guilfoyle. I digress. Okay. I don't know what you left-wing people are doing, complaining about that. She was married to a Democratic governor.
Yes.
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Yes, that was before she looked like the gargoyle in Ghostbusters. What?
The gargoyle?
Yeah, that's before she destroyed her face.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah. So that's a big part of it. I get on your show more often than any of the others.
Oh, well, thank you.
So you're a troll. And, you're a professional troll.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think he was trying to.
I'm not really certain
us.
What he was trying to do.
I think he was trying.
Yeah.
I was confused by that entire situation. All right. Yes, Kimberly Guilfoyle was. Can I just go on a limb and say I think the engagement to Don Jr. is off? I mean, I'm not really
Probably,
certain.
Probably, yeah.
There's a lot of canoodling pictures, Don Jr. and a Palm Beach socialite. Mm-hmm. I want to be a fly on the wall at that meeting. How about here? He's with the Sharpie, right? How about here? No, not far enough. Keep going. Greece. Yep, great. Yep, that's good. That's an island, right? It takes a long time to get back from there, right? Yes. Okay. All right, I'm going to...
Greece isn't an island.
Isn't it?
No.
It's not?
There are islands.
It has islands, but
I'm thinking of Lesbos, okay, because of course I am. All right.
Athens is on the mainland.
Yeah, it's in Europe.
All right, I'm just going to finish the Dr. Doom segment myself.
Okay, yeah, okay. He's not calling back.
He's not calling back yet, so... Mm.
All right.
Sorry.
Everything sucks. No, I just was going to say, on the same subject we've been talking about, it just, you know, this latest poll from Axios, whatever, shows 45% of Americans say they either have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in information regarding health topics coming from Dr. Fauci. Another 32% say the same about Trump. 30% say the same of Bobby Kennedy. Well, okay, Fauci's ahead. I guess it's the good news, but this shouldn't even be close.
They've destroyed his reputation.
Oh, 25% said the same of Elon Musk. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? One of these things, several of these things are not like the other.
I don't know what to do about it, though.
Because
they have this fire hose of disinformation that is destroying people's reputation.
But that's what I mean. It's like it's just an opinion. Like, oh, well, right. Yeah, maybe Dr. Fauci knows some stuff. But, you know, maybe Bobby Kennedy. No, he's not a doctor. Right. He's a lunatic. Not the guy whose brain was eaten by a worm. Not that guy.
But what they're doing is working. That's what I'm trying to say here. And I don't know how to stop it.
We might be able to get him in the next minute.
Okay. Trump nominated another controversial choice to oversee the National Institute of Health. Somebody helped. They said he criticized COVID lockdowns and vaccine mandates because, of course, he did. Oh, my God. By the way, you know, this whole, like, herd immunity thing we never got to herd immunity on, what is it, polio, and what's the other one? You know why? Vaccines. Because vaccines eradicated them.
Exactly.
We didn't get to herd immunity on a bunch of horrible disease. Oh, hi. I've already done most of the segment without you. But anyway, see, this is what happens. We have to rely on non-experts when an expert's not available. No, I was saying there's a poll, Doc, saying, you know, 45% trust Dr. Fauci on medical information, but, you know, 30-something trust Trump or Bobby Kennedy or Elon Musk.
Yeah, no, we're in a terrible place, Stephanie. This is the fact of the matter is we've lost faith in the vaunted institutions that we have and in the individuals who are actually experts. You know, one of the things I've been saying is, you know, like, there's a lot of issues that senators have to deal with that they don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. You know, and from agricultural policy nuances to the NASA program, you need experts to advise you. And the senators become completely dismissive of expertise, like it was a bad thing to be an expert in something.
Right.
And we're going to pay a price for that.
Well, by the way, so you've mentioned, you tweeted the polio. I was just talking about, guess how we eradicated polio? Vaccines, not herd immunity. You said polio virus found in wastewater in Spain, Germany, and Poland. What you need to know. You just said, I am stunned by the silence of the AMA and other major medical organizations who should be apoplectic in resistance to the appointment of Kennedy, not to mention Dr. Oz and other inappropriate selections. I mean, this is, what's the Congo? What's going on there?
Yeah.
10 patients suffering from a mystery illness that has caused 79 deaths in the Congo. They've tested positive for malaria. So the World Health Organization said patients with the mystery illness could be suffering from multiple diseases simultaneously. I mean, this just has the feel medically of an oncoming train with Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Oz in charge.
And by the way, Bobby Kennedy Jr. suggested that we stop doing infectious disease research for 8 years. I mean, it's an absurd thing to think, not just say. So, look, we're in a very bad place. And by the way, I'm happy the Nobel laureates have objected to this disappointment and the other ones. But where the hell is the AMA, the American Medical Association?
Yeah.
Why haven't they been outraged publicly by these appointments? Where are they? You know, I wrote a piece called The AMA is MIA,
wow,
which is what the case is. But anyway, more to come on all of this, and hopefully they'll stop some of it.
And, you know, also, obviously, the healthcare system, much in the news due to this, you know, tragic shooting of the United Healthcare CEO. You said the insanity of Americans' healthcare system is across the board, from access to cost to quality of actual care. The Trump appointments of RFK Jr., Mehmet Oz, and the rest of this unqualified team he selected will take us to a whole new, very dark place of disorder, conspiracy theories, and scientific nonsense in medicine. Senators from both sides of the aisle must not let this happen. You know, that's what we were saying, is ironically, Democrats are the only ones that have been trying to do something about whether it's gun violence or fixing the, you know, our ridiculous medical system. Right.
Yeah, but we used to be able to depend on Republicans to, even though they disagree with some fundamental policies or approaches. Ted Kennedy, the former lion of the late lion of the Senate, got together with Orrin Hatch and they developed the Children's Health Insurance Program.
Yeah.
The two of them, completely polar opposites, but otherwise related to each other and solved problems together on behalf of Americans. That's bye-bye now, and I don't see any evidence of that happening yet.
So Kevin O'Leary, the Shark Tank guy, said instead of making efforts to fortify security around them, healthcare executives should read the room and realize the public is turning against them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame them for wanting security. I mean, again, you know, this was a – nobody should be celebrating
sure.
this cold-blooded killing. All of us are, you know – hate this healthcare system. But he said if anything good is going to come of this, it's going to be policy change, because you basically got people lighting up their torches. It's like in the Frankenstein story, going to the castle, they're going to burn it down. And you got to hear that. So if you're an executive saying, get me more security, that's the wrong answer. I mean, again, maybe necessary, but he's one guy. You know, the problem is with the entire system. And it's why we keep saying, you know, Medicare for all, at least a public option. But man, when Trump gets in, God knows what concepts of a plan are going to look like, right?
Oh yeah, well he never revealed them in his first term. But he's not going to reveal them in this term either. But we are going to have an exacerbation of all the problems, medical, economic, etc., that are caused by a completely disorganized, horrendous healthcare system, which is what we have in America. It's yeah. it's embarrassing and it's dangerous.
Yeah. Doc, stay safe there with that fantastic Warsaw internet. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Doc.
See you next
Thank
week,
you,
honey.
Bye.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Yes.
My new best friends.
Your
my collagen. New workout. They're my workout buddies. Yes. They're my collagen buddies. Mm-hmm. First of all, they make Antarctic krill oil. It's the best kind of fish oil out there. It's fantastic. I have the Act the Hydrate stuff.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the little packets. These are my main go-tos. In the morning, I put collagen right in my coffee.
Right.
Collagen PM. You put it in whatever, your water, whatever. It has melatonin, all kinds of stuff to help you sleep. PM. It's the PM on it, see? That's the difference.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, nighttime.
Okay. Are you ready to move easily and more independently without pain or stiffness? Do you want that hydrated pre-election glow? Native Path Collagen, made with type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types. They make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Type 1 and 2 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. It is flavorless, tasteless. I just put it right in my coffee in the morning, but you can put it in your smoothie, your oatmeal, you name it. It's peptide formula, makes it more bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces, their sacrifice and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After two recounts, an incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court justice was declared the winner by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger now claims 60,000 of those voters were ineligible. Democratic Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin December 10th after a machine recount in November didn't change the margin's percentage. Tuesday's partial hand recount found no evidence to justify Griffin's request for a full hand recount, according to North Carolina Newsline. Griffin has refused to concede the race and in November appealed to the North Carolina Elections Board to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Newsline reports that his challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's voting rights restoration after sentences and probation are completed. He and the North Carolina GOP are also challenging voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Mail ballots from military and overseas voters have been questioned as well. The State Elections Board meets this week to consider the challenges. A spokesperson for the Riggs campaign said in a statement, "This election has concluded and the voters have issued a clear verdict in electing Justice Riggs." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Dana Goldberg coming up, so everything will be better, as we know.
Sure.
Chris in Oakland, Steph in the Mooks. I know this is tough, but remember, 75 million of our fellow Americans are going through it as well. We are not alone. Draw strength and courage from that. We do. We do. While Jesse Waters rejoices in the pain that is surely to come for so many quote-unquote leftists, Kayleigh McEnany calls for unity on the same propaganda outlet. These are not serious people. They are trolling. Protect your loved ones, support your friends, take care of yourself, save your energy, live long enough to cheer the last breath of that pathological, self-serving, orange dictator, wannabe rapist, traitor, felon. Resist. Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. I'm with Rude Pundit, who said, J6 committee and all the other people that he's coming after and bullying. Someone should just say, shut the up, you rapist. I'm just saying.
I would hope.
Just, you know, push him back on his heels a little bit.
It's not gonna shut him up.
Hang on. Oh, Paul, greetings from New York. Hi. Want to extend a shout out and hello, say thanks to all of you at the Stephanie Miller Show from the beautiful Hudson Valley. Oh, it is beautiful. I'm a veteran of at least a half a dozen sexy liberal shows via pay-per-view and enjoy the comedy provided by you, Hal Sparks, Frangelo, and John Fugel, saying immensely. 49.5% of the voters nationwide agree with you. Bravo. Kudos to you and Jody and Chris and your production staff. That is my production staff.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I love that people think we have other staff of any kind.
Nope.
That's pretty much it.
We're not Al Franken.
When someone asks our writing staff or our promotions department or our graphic design department.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. We have departments? Of departments suggest there's more people in said place.
Organization.
Yeah.
Right. Of all the podcasts, I found yours, Midas Touch, Sisters-in-Law, Democracy, DACA to be reliable sources of information. Yeah, I support all of those great people that are out there, because there are a lot of us that, you know, that can use your support. And we will build our own ecosystem, right? So there, 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Man, it is a cold one today. Make sure you're bundled up safely whenever you're outside. Right now, we're in the middle of the coldest snap we've had so far this season. All it takes is about half an hour for exposed skin to start to get frostbite. We started out the morning with wind chills of 10 below, and in some spots, it felt even colder than that. Remember, if you need help paying heating bills or you need a warm place to sleep, you can always call 211 Wisconsin. But luckily for us, this cold isn't sticking around long. By the end of the weekend, we may even hit 40 degrees. Meanwhile, Madison has nixed its plan to create a pilot program charging money to park at city parks. Originally, you would have had to pay to park at some city parks just on a trial basis as they figure out whether this is a good plan or not. But they got some backlash, and there seemed to be misunderstandings among staff about how it would work. So at least for now, the idea has been shelved. And it's that time of year for holiday scams, and they are pervasive. Lisa Hale reports.
According to the AARP, 80% of Americans were targeted by at least one holiday scam last year. Scams are so prevalent, they're a global business, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union.
This has become its own commerce, right? Fraud, scams is its own business now. In the U.S. alone, last year, was estimated $130 billion of American wealth transferred to scammers. And globally, we're looking at over a $3 trillion business across the globe when it comes to fraud and scams.
Wheat says to avoid being scammed, slow down, scrutinize every non-solicited email or text, and reach out to someone you trust before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Cut.
Can I just begin with the possibility of you running against Marjorie Taylor Greene if Donald Trump gets his way 2 years from now? It seems like would she have any struggle getting the Republican nomination in Georgia?
Well, former President Trump has said that he would, quote, fight like hell for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
So she gets the nomination if she wants it.
She would have his support. And I guess, you know, I know a lot of folks are wringing their hands trying to figure out what to do to make sense of the election. I'll just get right to it since you raised Marjorie Taylor Greene. America, if you believe that Marjorie Taylor Greene should never be a United States senator, it's electjohn.com, electjohn.com. Marjorie Taylor Greene in the U.S. Senate would be a disaster for
the
country.
God. And we were just saying, yet any less ridiculous than everything else we're talking about? Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Oz and Jesus, Tulsi Gabbard. Here is Hakeem Jeffries on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Are you recommending, by the way, your members to join the House equivalent of this committee that they want to create? It's not really a real committee. But
we'll have that internal discussion.
Yeah.
But as I understand it, the person charged with executing this vision is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Are you kidding me? This is not a serious effort. When you put Marjorie Taylor Greene in charge, it speaks for itself.
What is it called? Doge. It is, first of all, not a thing. It's not a department. It is a pastiche of notions, as we say here on the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the richest man in the world that wants to, what does he say, rip out your Social Security by the roots.
Right.
Okay. Here is God Warrior Mike Johnson on Doge.
It's no surprise that border is the top of everyone's priority list because it's the top of the list for the American people. We do that. We do energy policy. We ensure that we don't have the largest tax increase in U.S. history, which is what would happen at the end of next year if we don't extend those tax cuts, and a lot of other things that we want to do. In the meantime, we'll be dismantling the deep state, and that's what the Doge effort is all about.
Wait a minute. I thought Doge was getting rid of...
They're going to cut back on unelected bureaucrats, the two unelected bureaucrats that are in charge of the Office of Government Efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I thought Doge was getting rid of government inefficiencies.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So he's talking about Doge is getting rid of the deep state, which is this...
Right, inefficient.
The deep state is this big conspiracy against Donald Trump. So those two are not compatible.
No, nothing they say makes sense, but okay.
Talk about Doge for a second. You just had this meeting with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy up here on the Hill. There's a lot of mystery about how that's going to work and how that outside group is going to interact with you all in Congress. What's your assessment of it after that meeting?
I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do really big transformational things.
Yes.
Yes.
You know who else did really big transformational things?
Hitler.
Yes. You know that's always the answer. That's the one quiz that's always the answer.
Yeah. I got that one right.
Hitler. Okay.
What's the Snagglepuss?
I'm instituting a new feature called Dumb Republican Bitches. The first one in... Oh,
do we need a jingle for this?
Big dumb sacks of hair. I mentioned this already. Trump tapped Kristi Noem. So did Corey Lewandowski. To head the Department of Homeland Security, but some residents back home doubt she's qualified to keep the nation safe.
You don't say.
Yeah. Her handling of... Well, I said unless we get invaded by puppies. But in that case, I think Tulsi Gabbard would take care of it because she's the one with the Cruella de Vil stripe in her hair.
Get those puppies!
Her handling of several key issues in her home state prompted some residents to express a doubt she could successfully manage the sprawling bureaucracy at the DHS. Residents whose homes were damaged or destroyed in the June flooding expected their governor to seek a federal disaster declaration and deploy the National Guard to protect their property or help with recovery. But Noem, who at the time was the leading contender to be Trump's running mate until, you know, she got those puppies.
Yeah.
Had already sent many of the state's guardsmen to the U.S.-Mexico border. Ah, there you go. She was not here for us, said one longtime Noem supporter. This is a home you ignored your state. Noem's allegiance to Trump's hardline views has many South Dakota farmers who rely on immigrant workers to raise cattle and harvest crops nervous. They said, how are they going to do that, said one dairy farmer. Nobody will be filling the shelves. Nobody will be producing food. Oh, God. Can I just tell you, I just saw a story where the majority of farmers voted for Trump.
Uh-huh.
Between tariffs and deporting half of our agricultural workforce. I'm like, now a warning. This just occurred to you now.
And that flies in the face of what I said yesterday about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wanting to get rid of corn syrup. That directly affects corn farmers.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, we're health nuts. I agree with him on that. I don't need corn syrup.
I agree with him on that. That's
I don't need corn syrup, but I'm like, but you're right. But the people that voted for, they have no idea what they were voting for. Exactly. You're just like, you are absolutely, this was like, you know, to the 10th power voting against your self-interest this election in almost every group. These, you know, Hispanic families that have undocumented people in the family and are like, oh, he doesn't mean me. He doesn't mean us. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, this is a next. I've already covered this, but this next dumb Republican bitch is Nancy Mace. I mentioned this. This is just, they're always whiny little victims. Mm-hmm. What did Alina Haba?
Bless you.
Thank you. Say, oh, people are picking on Pete Hensa. It's like, what? What?
Well, so, he is a mommy's boy, so.
Oh, my God.
You know,
Mom!
He can't stand up to anybody.
Can you come back to the Senate? You're still being mean to me.
One eyewitness to an Illinois man's alleged, and by the way, I defended her yesterday because I said,
don't do that.
We don't want this on either side, but this apparently didn't happen. One eyewitness says an Illinois man's alleged quote unquote assault of Nancy Mace. He said that it was a handshake. Mace said she was physically accosted by what she deemed to be a pro-trans man. Witnesses at the scene said he did nothing more than shake the Congress member's hand at the House reception and ask her to protect the rights of transgender people. Mm-hmm. That's what she calls an assault by a pro-trans person. Mm-hmm. He was a former, actually, foster youth and award-winning advocate for children. He was arrested after Mace accused him of... All right, Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, I don't know how she got in the dumb Republican bitch stack, but...
I know how.
Here she is. Haba's defense of the first Trump team when migrant families were torn apart and were put in detention centers, she denied it ever happened and then asserted it won't happen after he's sworn in next set. Oh, I see. So the thing that never happened the first time is definitely not going to happen again.
Right. I mean, doy.
I can see how she lost, like, every case against him. An analyst said, Haba is clearly trying to say, don't worry, you won't see families separated like during Trump's first term. But then she gives away the game at the end by saying, well, we're going to have to remove entire families. Oh, my God. They're just, they have no principles of any kind, but just whatever Trump says, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then try to convince us that stuff didn't. I don't know if you've seen any of the clips of Jacob Soboroff's film. Where just... what is it called? Separated, but it's about the child separation policy, and it just takes you back there, and it's so heartbreaking. And the fact now, they're thinking, how could we make it even worse? You're like, oh, I know, we'll deport the entire family once they're here legally. Like, mm-hmm. What? Okay. Oh yes, like Baby Goebbels was talking about that. Here is Stephen Miller.
Mm-hmm. Everything in the world is going to change on January 20th because the President of the United States is going to use every single legal, diplomatic, and financial tool to halt the entry of all illegal aliens into this country. There will be no benefits. There will be no entry. There will be no asylum. There will be no admission. You may be prosecuted. You will certainly be arrested, and you will absolutely be deported. The entire world, Mexico, Northern Triangle, Central America, South America, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, will get this message.
Jody.
Notice he didn't mention Norway or Sweden.
Right.
Or
that's weird. Ireland,
oh, where all the hot blondes are from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I swear to God, he is the creepiest.
He is really creepy.
The entire cast of cartoon villains. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There is no unlawful route to enter the United States of America. Every presidential authority, including his absolute authority under Article 2 to defend the territorial sovereignty of the United States, will be used. From the Department of Defense to the Department of Justice to Homeland Security and every single other lawful authority at his disposal. It will be the end of the evasion. It will be the beginning of the liberation.
Oh, shut up. God, do I really have to listen to him and look at... Ugh. I always feel like he's making statements like hanging upside down in a cave. Okay. Jody, how did Kristen Sinema get in my dumb Republican bitch stack?
Because she's sort of a dumb Republican.
Remember when she used to be a member of the Green Party?
Mm-hmm.
Outgoing, don't let the door hit you in the ass, Senator Kristen Sinema voted for the first time in weeks to oppose the nomination of Lauren McFerrin to continue serving on the National Labor Relations Board. Joe Manchin also voted against the nomination. Yep. So she hasn't voted on anything. She came back to vote against a Democrat.
She has not placed a vote since Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Right. So that means when Trump assumes office, he'll be able to appoint two Republicans, which will give Republican control of the board. So bye-bye, labor protections and labor whatever. She had not voted since Thanksgiving, her absence possibly costing Democrats the chance to clear some of their most highly contested judicial picks and other nominations. Thanks for nothing. Oh, she and Senator Manchin, they're going to be retiring to the top of which mountain is that?
Shut the F up mountain?
Yes, that's where they'll be, the outgoing senators retiring to. The top of the thing I asked for.
Shut the f*** up. Shut all the way the f*** up until you reach the top of Shut Mountain, where there are no more ups to shut.
And thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for stopping by, you grifters. Okay. Clearing out the refuse. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Did you see the guy, the lurky guy that wrote the show was here? Surprised he got out of his Cozy Earth sheets. I put Cozy Earth sheets and towels in there because I give it.
There you go.
Is he wearing Cozy Earth socks, though?
Do they have socks?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What?
Do they?
I don't know. Hang on. Everything else they make is amazing. Cozy Earth. I have the sheets. I have the duvet cover. I have the comforter. You're right. I do have towels, and I have three different pairs of pajamas. Oh, my God. They're so soft. Yep. Cozy Earth long sleeve bamboo pajama sets are a must-have, luxuriously soft and stylish, men's or women's. They're perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. Want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas? Order by December 13th. For free shipping, expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. Make your home a sanctuary with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My exclusive code is Stephanie for up to 40% off at CozyEarth.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Could you turn that racket down? I'm trying to iron in here.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Red for Women.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm here. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Huh? Hi.
Hi. Okay. Dana Goldberg will be here shortly, and then you know everything will be better.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we call him, Mr. Haney? James Comer. Oh, by the way, wasn't he reappointed the head of whatever, House something?
And yeah.
Jared Moskowitz just went, oh, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. He's remarkably, what's the word, incompetent.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
And he won't stop talking about that cake.
About that Hunter cake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not surprised. I mean, we said this all along, that he would be pardoned. But the interesting thing, as you know, about the pardons, they were preemptive, which would apply to anything, which is proof that everything that we said he did, from money laundering to violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act to tax evasion, he did. That's why Joe Biden made that pardon so extensive. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, the ball is now going to be in the Trump Justice Cabinet's court.
Oh, my God.
First of all, oh, my God, that is wildly untrue, mm-hmm. right? This does not mean there is none of this stuff. Did they find anything on? This was obviously the gun charge and the, you know, missing the tax deadline, which he paid the taxes back. This is what they're going to say. Oh, this means he's guilty of all this bull that they found absolutely nothing on. This is why I understand why Adam Schiff and others are saying they don't want to take the pardon, because that's what they're going to do. They're going to immediately go, oh, see, I told you he was guilty of all this stuff, right?
It's an admission of guilt when you take the pardon.
Right. And that is not what he was pardoned for.
Right.
Hunter Biden should have been in prison a long before Joe Biden was ever elected president. If his name hadn't been Biden, he would have been in prison for a multitude of financial crimes, not to mention his drug-related crimes, his gun-related crimes, and the sex trafficking and all the other crimes that were so apparent and obvious on the laptop. So I believe that the Kash Patel and Pam Bondi are serious about reforming what we all refer to as the deep state, these intelligence and justice cabinet federal bureaucrats that have a two-tier system of justice that have weaponized their agencies against conservatives. And I believe that we can use our investigation of Hunter Biden as the blueprint for how to hold these bureaucrats accountable.
Oh, my God, really? They should use yours as the template, because after how long and how much taxpayer money did you find absolutely nothing?
Sex trafficking?
That's
what I mean. You could just throw that in
was
there.
Just thinking of Matt Gaetz, and it just kind of came out.
Because he had D pics on his.
I don't.
That's not sex trafficking.
That's not sex trafficking. That's.
And by the way, this proves Joe Biden's point entirely. Of you know, they're still saying they're going to go after Hunter. Yeah. And Tom Cotton's saying, oh, he can't take the fifth now. We're going to bring him in for blah, blah. Are you kidding me? Okay, once again, I blame the mainstream media for this. So I don't know. Do we even care about polls anymore?
A new
poll found roughly 20% of Americans approve of President Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter. You know what? The rest of all y'all can suck it. Because y'all would have done the same thing.
I kind of believe that.
50% say they disapproved. One Republican said, well, it's just the fact that he went back on his word.
He did not.
Says the guy who voted for the biggest liar who has gone back on his word on every single thing he's ever. Seriously? In the world of Donald Trump, you're going to say, like, oh, well, he gave his word. Right. Well, this is before Trump won and appointed this gallery of people who have been on record as saying they're going to go after Hunter Biden.
What politician hasn't gone back on their word at some point in their political career?
But once again, this is how we normalize. Do you remember any coverage of all of the rogues gallery of people that Trump pardoned? Right, including his father-in-law, who he's now appointed ambassador. I mean, the fact that, I can't even. Jared Kushner, that they just, like, right, he gets $2 billion from Saudi Arabia, and wow, like magic, there's a new Trump project in Saudi Arabia that's about to open. The corruption is, I guess that's the tip, right? Is if you put all the lying and all the corruption right out front and election interference, then it doesn't matter.
It seems to be working.
Oh, God. All right, I need some love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mike in Santa Cruz with a good point. He said, Steph, it's not how Harris lost, it's why Trump won. Whatever's wrong with Trump, they love it. It says something about them.
Yep.
True.
Did you have a bloody nose on that one?
Pardon me? Oh, that's lipstick. I have that one.
Okay.
How did they get? Wait, did you kiss the paper?
Yeah. Why is it red?
I think I might have wiped it. Listen, that's not important now. What's important is what Jeff has to say. Subject line: I'm afraid. We're all afraid, Jeff. Aww. I'm with you, baby. I'm very much in the same boat of the fear that everybody else in. I'm one of those people that's taking this extremely personally, as his quote-unquote presidency is already starting to erode away some of the personal progress I've made. I'm in treatment for a depressive disorder, therapy and medications. These are paid for by my state's Medicaid. I'm trying hard not to succumb to the despair that these fascists apparently want. Jeff, that is the key. That's what they want. Mm-hmm. Do not let them take your joy. We're all afraid, but we're all in this together. So, you know, I get it. It's what you do. It's what you do with that fear.
That's right.
As somebody famous said that I can't even think, so I can't even quiz you on it. So I don't know who said it, but somebody.
Somebody said wires were flapping in your brain and they just connected it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Mirna, Steph, thank you for all you do. I know you hear this repeatedly, but you're instrumental in keeping so many of us semi-sane. Isn't that the story of our time? How completely crazy woman in her basement is keeping anyone
who
sane.
Never leaves her
that,
house,
right? Is that
I'm surprised you haven't like newspapered over the windows?
I think it's pity. I think the public service I do for America is people are like, wow, things are bad, my life sucks, but whew, look at her, right? Don't you think?
I mean, that's why people watch soap operas.
Yes, you know? Yes, yes. I'm not that hot mess in her basement. It took a mighty set of ovaries for you to show up a day after the election to grieve with all of us. So appreciated. I think everyone is still in shock and reeling from the thoughts of what might lie ahead. Your show provides assurance that we are not alone. It helps keep us hopeful. Eventually, when we come up with a plan focused, thank you. Oh, and you're very pretty, too. Why don't we just lead with that?
That's why you read that.
That's why you read that, yeah. Isn't it?
Now I must. I got to get it somewhere. Now I must vent. I cannot listen to the back and forth carping of the pundit class about what went wrong. So many of them refuse to acknowledge the major role of racism, misogyny in the outcome of this election. I view the right-wing media sphere as a honeypot of hate, racism, misogyny, othering of every stripe and color. Our insecure, mostly white citizens come for the misogyny and racism and stay to absorb disinformation, all while feeding their insatiable and unexamined insecurity and hatred. Why are black women so clear-headed? They don't carry this. I need to be better than someone else. Thank you. They put their energy into actually being better than the rest of us. Talk about be best. She stole that, too, from Michelle Obama, who actually is best.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As more families look for their loved ones in Syria after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime, a missing American found alive in the country. ABC's James Longman in Damascus has seen the man in a new video.
He's calling himself Travis in the video that was given to me. And the United States believes it might be Travis Timmerman, who went missing some 7 months ago from Hungary and has now found himself in Syria.
Fire officials in Southern California say the Franklin Fire burning in Malibu is about 7% contained. That fire has burned through more than 4,000 acres and destroyed several structures and is being fanned by Santa Ana winds up to 75 miles per hour. President-elect Trump rang the opening bell today at the New York Stock Exchange after being named Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year. In the accompanying cover story, Trump saying he'll begin pardoning January 6 rioters within the first hour of office and promising a virtual closure of the Department of Education. This is ABC News.